High levels of stress, exhaustion and administrative burdens have been highlighted in a national survey on well-being in Luxembourg schools. The report, conducted in June 2021 by the National Observatory of Childhood, Youth and Educational Quality, also shows that many pupils find school pleasant. A person was killed late last night after being hit by a train in Ullingen. The tragedy occurred after the individual fell on the train tracks near Rue de Flaxweiler shortly before midnight. Foreign Affairs Minister Xavier Bettel visited Israel and Palestine this week to discuss the fragile ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. Following the visit, which took place from the 9th to the 11th of March, he told RTL that continued hostilities and aid blockages could deepen the humanitarian crisis in Gaza. In world news, the European Commission said today it would impose countermeasures from April 1st in response to US tariffs of 25% on steel and aluminium imports. Commission Chief Ursula von der Leyen said in a statement that the measures were deeply regretted but were in response to the unjustified trade restrictions. And a Russian captain has been arrested on suspicion of manslaughter after a cargo ship collided with a US-flagged tanker in the North Sea. The collision sparked a massive fire on Monday, leaving one crew member missing, presumed dead. For more on these stories and for the latest news, check out rtl.lu. It's a very cloudy day today, with some sunshine in the late afternoon expected. Also be ready for a few periods of mild rain throughout the afternoon, with temperatures in the range of 7 to 9 degrees.